Let me ask you a question. Is your name written in heaven? Have you been born again? You say, preacher, I belong to the Baptist church. That's not being born again. You say, preacher, I've been confirmed. That's not being born again. You say, I've been sprinkled as a baby. That's not being born again. You've got to know that you're a sinner. You've got to know the cause you're a sinner. You're under the condemnation and wrath of Almighty God, and you deserve to burn to hell. You've got to know, blessed God, hallelujah, Jesus went to Calvary. Jesus took your sin, and Jesus took my sin, and charged them against his own record. He stood on his own back and stood before God Almighty, a condemned sinner, as my substitute and as your substitute. If you by faith would look to Jesus and say, Jesus, it's not my works but yours. It's not my goodness but yours. It's not my life but yours. And I receive you as my hope for heaven, not my church membership, not my baptism, not my good works, not my communion, not my sacrament. I receive Jesus as my Savior. The moment that you say that in any way down here where you live, God will put the recording angel to work and say, write his name in the book of life. And one day you'll stand before God Almighty, redeemed, redeemed. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed with the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed by his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Are you saved tonight? Are you saved? Quit dodging. Hey, quit dodging. Are you saved? No, not your neighbor. Are you? Have you been born again? No, not your husband. Have you been born again?